The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
I have to tell you what happened. So, listen, this is the song that comes up on my iPhone constantly. If I get in my car, and I hook up the car, this and me and Big Mike, when Big Mike's driving me, for example, it's a running joke. This song comes up all the time. No matter what I put in, no matter what I program, no matter what operating system I reload into my iPhone, And it's summertime, and all the kids laugh. Charlie gets hysterical when she hears it. This is what comes on. This song here, right? So now yesterday, I'm running around, and it's a perfect day like today. It's just nothing's going right. Like right Monday, happy Monday, right? So I get up, and Frankie's back welcome back, Frankie. Great to have you.
Thank
here.
Thank you, Joe.
Too. No, and Albert's here. We're all here, and Debbie's here. So, but I got to tell you. When I got up yesterday, I was so harried. I had to get to church. And usually I go to, if it's not 9:30, it's 11. And then a lot of people in my neck of the woods do not have a noon mass. So I need a noon mass because, oh my God, then I got to pack. I have to do wardrobe for like the month. We're going to Italy, right, Frankie? We're going set to go
I'm
to
ready.
Perillo Tours, baby. Here we come. So I got shows this week. Just so you know, hopefully you're at the Columbus Citizens Gala on a Saturday night. We're going to be entertaining there. I'm so excited about it. We got a great band.
You
got
to come see us at Michael's in Brooklyn on Sunday.
So that's right after. I am going to rock the house, grace of God. It's Columbus Citizens Foundation at the gala. Maria Bartiromo is mistress of ceremonies. What are we doing? It's Sunday. It's the Michael's of Brooklyn cook-off. What's happening on Monday, Columbus Day? The broadcast with Maria and I. And Kenny Rosado will join us. And the great team at ABC 7 will be broadcasting. And then on Friday, before Saturday, where am I? Philadelphia. Where am I tonight, Frankie Five Bros? I'm in Philadelphia tonight doing a show.
Back to Philly. You're going to Philly and then
Love
back
Philly.
To New York?
I always work
morning.
In Philly. That's
where
right.
are you sleeping?
Big Mike's driving. So this is the one luxury I allow myself is hiring this great kid. He wants to be a police officer. And all the cops always say when he meets Ray Kelly, he meets Commissioner O'Neill, hey, you're going to be a police officer, whatever I can do. He won't take help. He's going to be a cop. He's going to go to the academy in January, and I'm going to miss him. And I said, Mike, just work for me because you're helping me in my life, and I appreciate it. So we're driving around, and yesterday I was by myself, though. But with this song always comes up. So I'm harried. I got to make church. I can't make church. I'm packing. My room looks like a bomb hit at my bedroom and the closet. It's just I have no one really to organize. And that – it's a long story, but I'll get into that. But regardless, it's a mess. So I grab this clothes, that clothes, that clothes, like the thing, and then I'm just so like harried, and I'm going to church, and I'm like in this mood. I'm like, okay, I'll go to church. Praise Jesus, I got this. I go.
That's exactly how I feel right now.
I was in one of those moods.
But I'm not going
to
church.
Right. So, yeah. But I go in. So now I get it. I'm harried as ever. I go. Oh my God, I get in the car, mm-hmm. and you know, I start the car up, and I'm so harried, and then I hear this. I hear this. listen. Remember I said there's like this universal force that comes over? Well, now, excuse me, Mr. Sinatra there. Was that like a message? Because then it calmed me down immediately. And you know what else? Before that, I talked to my mother. My mother said, Joe, just calm down, Joe. Joseph, calm down. Everything's going to be great. Just go to church. And you know what? Because I thought I was going to be late. I got to church. I had the best mass. The priest crushed it. Mm-hmm. 45 minutes. Come on, we're getting to. They're under. It was a young priest.
Do you
got
clap
it.
When that happens? Like when you're leaving, when he says, go in peace? Do you go, yeah, under an hour? hour. Great. You know, like they complain about Major League Baseball
standing
games being too
ovation.
Long. Unmanageable 3 hours and 45 minutes.
You think you're supposed
you're
to
in and out in 45 minutes. Like, yes! Just, you know, I just want to make sure.
Yes, I did a dance, man.
Joe's got pom-poms behind
you,
the, you know.
You just stand at the end of the mass. I was standing for ovation. For
the
priest.
Oh, that's just great. $45. God bless. No second song. No second collection. That's it.
It was great. Get out. It was great. That's exactly what I need.
Go in peace, all of you, now. Go.
And the father came out. He was a young priest, and the sermon was good, and I was, my mother's right. You got to just get into it, accept it, and it was the peace of Jesus that got me through the day.
Abel, we can make the 5 o'clock early bird. Come on, let's go.
And I said,
45 minutes.
The priest walked over to me. He's a young kid. You can see, just beginning, he goes, hi, hello, how are you?
Very Joe nice. Gave him a hug.
He
ate the body of Christ, drank the wine.
Listen,
go for it.
I took my finger like this, like the finger with the thumb up. I went, you crushed it, Father. You crushed it. You crushed the mess. But he's young enough to go like this. He went, thanks, man.
Thank you. So the guy who does it for an hour, do you look at your watch, you tap your watch, like, hey, Father, come on, things to do.
Oh, this is great. So the message this morning is it's Monday. I know it's crazy. We missed. Oh, I felt so bad. We had tech. I don't think it was us. I don't think it was Fox Business. It's all these tech people that can't get their stuff together. And we were supposed to be with Maria Bartiromo. That didn't work. It's one of those Mondays. But the fact that, you know what? Just remember when all else fails, you know, just you could listen to the old man and maybe you punch up this song. Give me that a little bit. Oh. See? You see?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Am I right? It's just as simple as that. Jesus. Praise Jesus.
My friend Kim, who's a teacher in Bayonne, she's listening right now. She said, that was me last night. Father Phil came in under an hour and 15.
Yeah!
She's the one who wants you to go to the Mass in Clark.
Wait, whoa. Hour and 15?
Under an hour and 15.
That's long, brother.
Well, then you're not going then, I guess. That's it. Sorry, Kim. He's not coming.
What's her name here?
Kim.
Thank you, Kim. Yeah. God bless you for hanging in there. Hour 15. So I really, listen.
I'll check if it was in under an hour and 15. I'm supposed to go out with her husband later, so we'll see.
You know what? The fact that you go to church at all, you show up, and I made it. I actually made it before. I made it, like, by the first reading, really, which was great, you know?
All right, so you go in late. So what happens? Do you like, try to slip into the back pew
Can I tell you something? I walked into the church. And they were doing, and this is a great church. I could say Immaculate Conception in
by your house,
Annandale. Yeah, okay. Well, not quite by my house,
but close enough.
It's the only noon mass I could go to, and my kids went to school there early Catholic. This is a great church. It's a ICS in Annandale. Great priest, great school, great. Right. So I go in and I walk in, and there was a lady there, Frankie. And she goes, she looks at me, and I love when they look at you in wonderment, like what happened this morning walking to work. And she says, "He really is like." Joe Piscopo. It was so sweet.
Aww.
So I stopped. Yes, I was late, and I knew I had to be there. Joe Piscopo. So I went in, and I put my hand out. I said, hi, how are you? Nice to see you. She goes, boy, you give Cavuto a run for his money.
That's great.
I said, is Neil not the best? I said, you know, we're two Catholic kids from Jersey. You know that. So she loved it. Then I went in, and I talked to the usher. Was great. Mm. Joe, how you doing? And then we whispered, this happened. Yeah, there was a second collection. Mm. So I went, no, actually, I don't know that there was, but he goes like this. He goes, I look at him, and we look at each other now. This is what happens. You look at people, and he goes, how you doing? I said, good. And I go, we got a fight on our hands, meaning the way the political arena is.
Sure.
And he got it immediately. He goes, you know what? He goes, people don't understand the president. We understand him because we're from Jersey and New York. We saw him every day. We knew him. We know his temperament. We know who he is, how he is. I thought that was so telling.
That's nice.
And I said, you know, you're absolutely right. That's why some people don't understand around the country how he gets what he gets, because they're after the guy 24/7. We like that New York attitude when he goes back.
You know, I have a question.
Yes,
so happened? Frank gave you this flute, right? Do you see what's on the flute right now? There's a Hall's cough drop on the flute.
Oh, boy.
Like, what are you going to do?
It's decorative.
The Lord bread is sitting over there on a piece of paper. He's got this cough drop. I thought the cough drop was a part of the thing because you see
does.
An iguana on the front.
That's what I'm saying. It's a decorative cough drop.
It's next to the iguana crawling
it's
up.
Like
looks
a
like
jewel.
The
iguana's yeah, what's well, tongue's going to come out. Needs a little, you know, menthol.
You will notice how I color coordinated the blue.
But you're going to put that back in your mouth again?
Mm-hmm.
What's the matter? No, wait a second. You Duracell, that's gross. You Duracell that thing. You had the cough drop in your mouth. Now it's on the flute. Now you're going to play the... Oh, God. I got to go home. I'm done. This is going to be a long
week. Frank, I know you missed us.
I did.
honestly.
I can't.
You get a tip jar for him. Bring that in tomorrow so that when the guests come in, they can throw you a tip while you're playing the flute.
I love it.
I mean, really. You're killing me this morning.
So what are the Arubians like?
The Arubians?
They're very
nice.
Was
this like another planet? I don't understand.
Wasn't that a Star Trek?
No. No. Vulcans, Romulans. There's no such race as Arubians.
Welcome to Arubia.
Tellarites.
Welcome to Arubia. Hey, welcome.
No, that's
live long and
Spider. Fantasy Island.
There were a lot of iguanas all around, though, there, though. They come right up to you. Those
what
iguanas.
Are the iguanas like? They talk?
No, they sit, pretty much sit there.
They're the gecko guy. The geckos.
Look that way. No, that's a gecko.
Gecko? Yeah. Gecko, yeah. Gecko.
Gecko, gecko.
So, but it's nice. Where is Aruba, though, in relation
south.
To the...
It's south. Just keep going south. You get there. You keep driving.
No, I mean, is it by St. Bart?
I'm not sure where St. Bart is. It's south of Cuba.
Staten Island, Jersey. Yeah, trying to figure out.
He was asking me medical questions last week while you were gone. I said, unlike Frank, I'm not a doctor either, but you know, I'll try and answer them. You know.
Oh, my Lord.
I believe Aruba is near South America, past Puerto Rico and Cuba and all that. It's
down there,
further south.
You.
Yeah.
But it was
not. Keep
what
mentioning
was,
south.
What was the culture, Frank? What was the culture?
I mean, they're a part of the Netherlands. They're part of the Kingdom of the Netherlands.
Oh!
Right, so
well, then everything was run great.
They were their own.
The Dutch are spectacular.
Dutch. So, yeah. But there's a lot of people that speak, everyone speaks English, but there's a lot of people that speak not just Spanish, but a native Arubian language. As well, but you're able to talk to almost everyone in English.
I don't know. I want to know about the culture of the people.
The Arubians. I can see Joe getting off the plane. Hello, Arubians. I have arrived. Then pulls out his flute, starts singing.
Nice to meet you, Arubian. Right. I am a New Jerseyan. New Jersey, vis Arubia. Ah, nice to be here.
What? I am Joseph Piscarubia.
Where are the cola nuts while I'm here?
What are you, the Uncola and the 7-Up commercial?
I'm so burned out on impeachment stuff, watching my language. I'm so burned out on how we see step by step this concerted takedown of this president. And it's not just this president. It's a, by the way, may I offer this, please, while I'm fired up and cranky on a Monday. If you start with the impeachment process and they start the impeachment process in the House, let's say it goes to the Senate, and then all of a sudden we got to talk about Mitt Romney. Oh my gosh, you got to talk about Mitt Romney back. This is like a bad case of acne that just won't go away, this guy. And if you go to the Senate and there's some rogue senators that want to take the president out, why? Because they want Mike Pence in. The left thinks they got problems now. Wait till President Pence takes charge, the true conservative that he is. Everybody's got to stand down and say thank you to Donald J. Trump for doing a great job as President of the United States and just relax. Just work with the guy. And then you work with you, because I'm telling you what's going to happen. And if the Americans have any sense, if Americans have any sense in some of these districts, they just are not going to vote for the Democrats in any regard, and the Republicans will take back the House. Look what they did. Do they see it? Do they see it, or do they like this? They relish in this going after the president.
Well, who was the they, right?
So, yeah, exactly.
I think hard Democrat voters do like it because to those folks— It's not about the evidence. It's just about getting Donald Trump. The dislike for Donald Trump in, you know, blue districts is so palpable that they don't even. It's just all about getting Trump. They view him as a disgrace to the office. They'll do whatever it takes to get him. I think the
right
bigger
or wrong.
Question
yeah,
is,
you're right.
You know, the bigger question is the people, the 20% of voters in states like Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan that voted for Obama twice and then voted for Trump. How do they view that? And that's a question that I'm not sure that we know the answer to yet. I mean, at least in the midterm elections, we saw them turn towards the Democrats because the Democrats won all those a lot of those Trump Obama districts, like where Dan Donovan's district was a perfect example. It's a district that Obama won and then that Trump won.
Yeah.
So that then went Democrat. Same thing with a lot of the districts in New Jersey. So we'll
but
see.
To your point, great point, Frank. And I appreciate that too. Like in Dan's district, what is that, the 11th or something?
Yeah, exactly. New York's 11th.
So and that happens with. Mikey Sherrill in Jersey.
Right. Did Trump win Mikey Sherrill's district? I know it was a Republican congressional district.
I think he might have. Uh-huh. Of course, she won. But that's the point that people are making, that because mm-hmm. of what the Democrats are doing, those Democrats won't be voted back
well,
in.
Well, I think there's some merit to that. I think the electoral strategy, again, so much of this is beyond the president's control. If the economy is doing very well, if we're where we are a year from now, right now, economically, then it's going to be very tough for the president to lose, I think. But if there's an economic downturn that could be due to factors internationally or factors that have nothing to do with the president, then I think it's going to be very tough for him. And, you know, that's often how it is with presidents. You saw President George H.W. Bush had a 90% approval rating after the Gulf War, and then all of a sudden he comes smack dab into a recession, and he loses to Bill Clinton.
Winston Churchill, too. I mean, how did he won? He came back. Oh my God!
Well, that's
the world.
Little bit different because they don't get to vote for the prime minister, right? Mm. I mean, they're voting for members of parliament.
Yeah, yeah.
So you I mean you could almost understand that a little bit better than places where they get to vote for the president directly. The big question is in terms of an electoral strategy for the Republicans, the president and his reelection team, they seem to be not going for those independent voters. They seem to be pursuing a strategy that is about shoring up the president's base on issues like immigration and cultural issues. You saw that this past weekend with the president's proclamation denying visas to immigrants that couldn't afford, you know, health insurance. So that's something that his base is going to love. I'm not sure how much it's going to play in those suburban Obama-Trump districts.
All right, Frankie, five boroughs. Debbie, this is for you.
This, you said it just keeps playing in your car or you turn it on?
Isn't it a message?
Wow. That's divine intervention.
And it calms me down. When I get crazy, I'm running or something, that pops up on my iPhone. I promise you, all the time.
Wow.
I don't know. It's got to be, right? It's got to
be
something.
It's got to be divine intervention, yeah.
Oh,
see?
Praise Jesus.
Giving you, you know, making you calm. Even when the mask goes too long, you have to stay calm.
I want to go to Arubia.
Arubia. How are the Arubians?
It's Monday. Debbie's out there. Hey, Dr. Mark Siegel's going to join us live right here on AM 970 The Answer. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads of AM970TheAnswer.com. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Let's take it out to the LIE westbound service road at Comac Road. It's an accident being cleared. Traffic is moving slowly at the Whitestone Bridge into Queens because of earlier problems. I see volume on the eastbound Gowanus up by 38th. But it looks like some earlier problems there finally cleared. And the westbound BQE at Queens Boulevard, an accident, two lanes blocked, had an earlier accident there. Now another one, westbound side of the BQE right at Queens Boulevard. Inbound GWB 30, Lincoln 40. Looks like a stall here at the inbound Lincoln as well, right as you head onto that helix. So watch for extra delays at the Lincoln. Holland still 30 to 35 minutes getting into town. 78 East in Newark, some earlier problems clear, but looks like an accident on 78 East, Alpha Exit 40, 18 North at Route 1, a crash there. And the Taconic northbound at Peekskill Hollow Road in Putnam Valley, an accident. Partly cloudy today, some rain likely, high in the upper 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder believes the impeachment talk is unwarranted.
Somebody who wasn't even on the phone call, heard it secondhand or third hand, decided that he or she didn't like what the president said, filed some sort of whistleblower complaint. And because the administration did not deem the complaint urgent and Congress did not get it when they thought they should get it, this is impeachable. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly.
And I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist of the Oxford Club.
Now, I've been following Alex's work here for 15 years. Alex joins me in what we're calling the Great American Wealth Project. It's a free online event that will show you how to get wealthy in the booming Trump economy. Alex, right now, there are more millionaires created each day than at any other time in history. Yet at the same time, many hardworking folks get left behind.
And that's exactly why we created the Great American Wealth Project, to help those who aren't ready for retirement and deserve the chance to retire rich. At the event, I'm giving away details on my number one millionaire-making stock.
Alex and I reveal exactly what it takes to supercharge your wealth. Plus, I'll show you how to get my brand new book, The United States of Trump, absolutely free. So please make sure you join us at the Great American Wealth Project. Just go to O'ReillyWealthProject.com and get started. Again, that's O'ReillyWealthProject.com.
Presented by the Oxford Club.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Hawthorne Christian Academy, International Christian School, Kearney Christian Academy. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
You know, hi, Joe on the radio, 825 right now. You have built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell appreciates that. That's why you can get, and Mike is offering you, buy one, get one free today. That's buy one, get one free. Do you hear Joey on the radio? You go to MyPillow.com, please. Check out the radio listener specials, and you can get a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You could also pre-order Mike's book here, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO. You're not going to believe Mike Lindell's story. It's a great, great success story. A man of strong faith, loves this country, and now has built MyPillow, thanks to you, into one of the great American companies. Around the world, MyPillow is respected. And don't forget, please, MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So you got to at least check it out, please. Just go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter the promo code AM970. You could call as well, 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798 or MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream?
Catch up on our YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe on the radio, 826. I am so happy that Dr. Mark Siegel is on. Look at this resume, too. I always a Fox News medical correspondent, professor of medicine at NYU Langone, and medical director of NYU Radio and Sirius XM, and an all-around great guy. Mark Siegel, welcome back to the show, Doc. Always great to have you here, sir.
Joe, being called a great guy by you is number one on the resume. So.
Listen, it's a crazy morning. What do you do? I have a list of questions that Frankie Five Burrows, our producer, put together. But I got to ask: if you hit Monday, it's not working out like you want it to work out, Doc. How do you? I'm not a drug guy. I don't want to take anything to put off the anxiety. How do you deal with anxiety, Dr. Siegel? I mean, what's the best way to do that?
I think the number one way is a cardiovascular exercise in the morning. I think that, and by the way, if you don't get to do it in the morning because of your schedule, try to do it in the evening.
Yeah.
I think that that's the best anti-anxiety and antidepressant thing going, which is to get out there, get your heart rate up, get your blood pumping. And you know what? It changes the hormones in your brain, and you feel better.
Yeah, great. That's great advice, Dr. Mark Siegel. Hey, Bernie Sanders' heart attack, man. Was it an actual heart attack that Bernie had, Dr. Mark?
Well, yes, and we don't know all the details. Of course, I don't know his case, but what I do know from what his doctors said and what his campaign released is that one coronary artery was blocked. And the coronary arteries are the arteries that feed the heart. They're very tiny. If you took a look at this, Joe, you wouldn't believe it, that the heart itself is the biggest muscle in the body. It's
right.
A big pump.
Right.
And it's supplied by these tiny vessels. And one of them, one out of the three main ones, was blocked in two places. And he had a balloon opening them up and then what's called a stent put in. They're wire mesh. They're covered with a chemical that keeps them from closing again.
Wow.
And he had a successful double stent put in. But the thing is, in the process of this chest pain he had, going to urgent care, going to the hospital, I always say doctors are not the best patients, probably not politicians either. He got to the hospital, and in the process, he had some heart damage. From the fact that he got released in a couple of days, I think it's a small heart attack, small amount of heart damage. But it doesn't mean that I think that he necessarily should have flown in a plane right away or get back on the campaign trail right away. I mean, usually we believe in some recuperation and gradual increased exercise. But he's probably going to be fine.
Hey, Doc, thank you, Doc. And also, you know, I got that because I'm a hypochondriac. You know, I got that calcium score thing, that CAT scan to check if there was any calcium buildup. Is that the best thing you could do for your heart? And then I also got the carotid artery. They ultrasound that. Those are the best things to do, I guess, to see if you're – because the people go around – Mark, I go around. I see people that look great. They look great. Then you hear them, oh, they're in the hospital. They're having – you know, they had to open the chest up. What's the best way to take care of your heart aside from diet, medical?
Well, and also listening to the show in the morning because this makes you smile and it decreases pressure and you feel good.
Oh, God bless you for that, man, especially
great
this morning.
Information, yeah, you know. Yeah. But in terms of what the tests you talked about, let me just say, it depends on the patient. You're not going to do that calcium scoring test on everyone. But what that is it's a test to see how much calcium is building up in your coronaries, which oftentimes is a predictor that you could have disease there. It's not perfect, but it's a predictor. Okay. And the same thing with that carotid test. You look to see if there's plaque building up in your arteries that feed the brain. Plaque is key because cholesterol causes the plaque and is involved in the plaque. And at the same time, we look to see how high your cholesterol is because we have a great way of bringing it down these days. We use drugs like Lipitor that are fantastic. You know, but of course, changing your diet and cutting out, increasing the amount of plants you eat is a really good way to go as well. So, but that's a very good screening test, that calcium scoring test. It's a very good way of saying, do I have calcium in those arteries or not? If you have calcium, then we might go on and do a stress test or some other test. But that's a good early test.
Yeah.
Somebody is pretty smart that's taking care of you. You're probably paying big bucks.
I drive them crazy. And it's a good thing I don't have your cell phone number. But actually, I would like it, Dr. Mark. I'll be the biggest pain in the neck in your life.
I'll give it to you, Joe, but I can't give it out over the air because then everybody calls me.
Okay. Dr. Mark Siegel with Joe on the radio. Mark, appreciate your valuable time, sir. But what the flu season. And I was at church yesterday. They were giving away flu shots downstairs. And then I said, well, I had to get going, so I didn't get it. And then I said, well, I have a little sniffles. Do I get this flu shot? And then I was going to go to the CVS and get this flu shot. What's the best way to get the flu shot? And first and foremost, are you an advocate of taking the flu shot, Mark?
I'm an enormous advocate, and almost everybody should get the flu shot, first and foremost, because it decreases the amount of flu that's spreading around. And flu is a killer no matter what season it is. We put hundreds of thousands in the hospital from flu every year. And around the world, millions die from the flu around the world. Wow. Here, somewhere around 50,000, depending on how severe the season. This season looks like it's going to be a particularly bad one, I'm afraid, because we do it like a Ouija board. We look down at what Australia goes through. So Australia's summer is our winter and vice versa. So they have their flu season around June. Whereas ours is around December, January. So we look at what they went through this June, and it was a bad year. It was a bad year, and the strain that they had is a particularly bad one called an H3N2. That's one that makes people very sick. And unfortunately, your next question is, it's not a great match for the flu shot this year, and we hate when that happens. But nevertheless, the flu shot is important to get because it decreases severity. You're not going to get as sick with the flu as you would if you didn't get this flu shot in most cases. I'm a big fan of the flu shot, but we're about 5 years away from a universal flu vaccine that's going to change everything. We're going to be able to use one flu shot for all, and that's going to – and I'm particularly worried about that because of emerging pandemics. I mean, we have the ability to manipulate viruses now genetically, and I'm worried about that. So I can't wait till we have the one-size-fits-all flu shot out. In the meantime, get this flu shot.
Wow. Great information, Dr. Mark Siegel with Joe on the radio. Hey, Dr. Mark, so should I go to – is it okay if I go to the drugstore to get a shot, or should I go to the doctor? Is it better at the doctor's to get your flu shot there?
Well, it's the same flu shot. I'm fine with you getting it from the drugstore, by the way. The only thing I would say is sometimes I use it as an excuse to haul my patients in that are supposed to see me anyway. So you know, if somebody is supposed to see me anywhere, I've got the flu shot waiting for them. But then I say, hey, by the way, how's your marriage? How's your cholesterol?
That's why you're the great doctor that you are, Dr. Mark Siegel. Last time we spoke to you, just a couple more questions, if I may, sir. We talked about the vaping deaths, and we saw last week a court put the brakes on Governor Cuomo's ban on flavored e-cigs. Was that the right decision, sir?
You know, let me just answer that indirectly. Is it the right decision? The problem with the flavors is that kids are using them. So ask me the question whether kids should be allowed to vape flavored e-cigarettes the way they are. The answer is no. There's a law across all 50 states. Each state has their own law right now. But basically, they're banned in every single state below the age of 18. So if we could get teens to stop vaping flavored e-cigarettes, which, by the way, the flavors themselves are toxic to the lungs, and we don't know the long-term damage of this, then I'd be happy. I mean, I'm okay with adults vaping flavored e-cigarettes. Some of them are using, some of my patients are using them to get off of traditional tobacco cigarettes, which are much more dangerous. So somehow we have to sort this out so we can get them away from our teens. But, Joe, the outbreak that's out there with over 1,000 people affected now, that's probably related to dank vapes, to CBD and THC, to marijuana, to do-it-yourself or to, you know, illicit, illegal vapes. And so we've kind of confused the two. I wanted to say it again. It's the THC products that are getting people really sick. It's the flavored e-cigs, which are water-based, not oil-based, that are a long-term risk. So I want to get them out of the hand of teens. I'm not sure how to do that.
Yeah.
Banning them across the board is leading to all these legal problems. Banning them for teens, we already have that ban, but we got to somehow enforce it.
Yeah, Fox News medical correspondent, Dr. Mark Siegel. Mark, before we let you go, I caught you on Fox News the other day where you said that Medicare is actually costing less and has more options under President Trump. How can that be? Because everybody's criticizing him about everything, but about this. So,
the answer is that Medicare has expanded into an arena that's not talked about enough, which is Medicare Advantage. Medicare Advantage is a privatization of Medicare that's coming up to close to 30% of it, and there's more people signing up for it every year. And it basically means converting your Medicare into a wraparound HMO-style insurance, which I wasn't a fan of at the beginning,
right.
But now it's got more options. You don't pay the same premium. You have usually more prescription drug options. They have the ability to negotiate drug prices under Medicare Advantage. I think overall senior, and I'm not going to say, it depends on the senior. You know, some seniors have a great secondary insurance. Some seniors don't need Medicare Advantage, but Medicare Advantage is one of the reasons I think that under this administration, Medicare has improved. And the other is price transparency. We're seeing a lot more of an ability to know exactly what we're paying for, more rebates going to seniors rather than the middlemen. That's the direction it's going in. I like the idea of more choice, more price transparency, and more privatization.
Dr. Mark Siegel, you are terrific. We are so just pleased to always have you on the show, sir. You have a great plain speak, Dr. Siegel. You know, I love that about you, and we appreciate
it. Same as you.
Well, we're trying, man. You know, we're trying.
I'm not quite as funny as you, but I am willing to give you my cell phone to have on speed.
We will. I'm going to take it. I'll be bothering you, but I'll take it. Dr. Mark Siegel, always great. Dr. Mark, thanks so much, my friend. Have a great day,
Joe.
Yes, talk to you soon. Mark Siegel, Fox News medical correspondent, by the way, professor of medicine at NYU Langone and medical director of NYU Radio on Sirius XM, joining us on AM 970 always. Dov Hyken will join us momentarily. Right now, Big Al Gattulo standing by on the radio. It's AM 970, theanswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
68 degrees and 838. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Measles has returned to New Jersey months after health officials said the outbreak was over. Case was confirmed at an elementary school in Nutley. The school superintendent sent a letter to parents last Thursday notifying them that Washington School had already been cleaned and disinfected. The Nutley measles case, the first in New Jersey since mid-July. State health officials say there have been 19 confirmed cases this year, a dozen linked to an outbreak in Ocean County. Police really want to find a robbery suspect who was made off with cash
cash from at least 12 Manhattan banks before he strikes again. Cops say they know who he is. They say 48-year-old Joseph Rivera has been walking into banks over the last month and handing tellers notes that they demand they hand over cash. He has made off with at least $11,000 and has robbed banks in Lower Manhattan, the West Village, Gramercy, and the Upper West Side. NYPD releasing new images of Rivera on Thursday afternoon, hoping someone will recognize him and turn him in. No one has been hurt in any of the robberies. In sports, Giants couldn't make it three straight wins. They lost 28-10 at home to the Vikings. The Jets still winless after getting crushed by the Eagles 31-6. Islanders skate past the Jets 4-1. Tonight we'll have Game 4 of the NLDS between the Dodgers and Nationals in Washington. Pregame at 6, first pitch just before 6:40 right here on AM 970 The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thank you. We're going to head to the Taconic southbound as you head down toward Peekskill Hollow Road, moving slowly northbound Taconic at Peekskill Hollow Road. It's an accident. Traffic is building for you on the southbound thruway in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB down to 15 to the upper level. It looks like about 15 to 20 to the lower. Lincoln 30, a disabled vehicle on the Helix still working. The inbound Holland still about 30 to 35. Expect delays as you head to the Garden State Parkway north up through 140. 70-80 sticks at 40, an accident getting out toward Watchung, and it's kind of busy at the Whitestone Bridge getting into Queens. Prepare for delays on the westbound BQE at Queens Boulevard, an accident blocking two lanes there, and on the LIE westbound getting into Commack Road, a collision still working as well. Partly cloudy today, chance of showers, high of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Timothy Christian School, Upper Room Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Don't do it. Big Al.
Please
Big
let
Al.
The madness end.
It's
Please.
A Monday, boy. Is it a Monday or what? I'm
You're
going to
have me drinking before 9 o'clock. Gosh. Yeah, come on. Let's get the
air
going.
I just saw it. I know. You. Dove Hiking is on the air in a second. So let me tell you about Balance of Nature if I can, because I love telling you about Balance of Nature. My schedule this weekend was nuts. I'm way easy. Next weekend, I have to want a show in Philly tonight, man. And then I'm going to come back, and I'm on the air with you in the morning on Tuesday, tomorrow. Then I got to do another event tomorrow night. And then I do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, big Columbus Day weekend coming up. Oh, it doesn't stop. Then we're off to Italy. Frankie and I are going with you to Italy. So we're going to take the Balance of Nature with us. I ran out the last trip. When I was in Europe last, I ran out of Balance of Nature, and I panicked. I came home, and you know what I did? I kind of upped the dosage like Dr. Douglas Howard tells me to do, because all it is fruits and vegetables in capsule form. It's not like a vitamin that you're going to eliminate and that is filled with synthetics. This is the real deal. Antioxidants in capsule form. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. It is time for you to at least try Balance of Nature. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping, and we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. How about that? This will be a limited time offer, so please don't wait. 800-246-8751. I love you. I
so respect you. We appreciate you being part of this whole a morning show around the kitchen table, talking through the issues. You're part of this family, and we want to make you feel better. You will feel better. This the clinical study is me. It works for me. It works for Frankie. It works for Big Al. It works for Debbie as well. We feel it will work for you. Please try it. 800-2468-751 or balanceofnature.com. Please remember the discount code. The answer.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Joe on the radio, what a morning. It's been a manic Monday, but what calms me down is we have guests like Dove Hyken, kind enough to join us, and just a true public servant. For many years, a Democrat, and now just such, you know, Dove, first of all, welcome to the show, my friend, and thank you for always fighting for your community. God bless you for that. It is just a really stellar the way you do that, sir.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's always good being with you, and none of us have a choice. We need to stand up for what we believe in, not just sit back in our kitchens, living rooms, dining rooms, synagogues, churches, and talk about the problem. You got to do something. You got to do. That's the message.
Well, what the assault of our Jewish community? Just out of the clear blue, what is going on, and why is this happening now? Do you think, Dove?
You know, I don't have an answer, Joe, but it's out of control. It really is. You know, every time, every week that goes by, or days that go by, and I say, okay, it's going to be quiet now. We're going to move to a new chapter. Whatever happened the past year, unprecedented anti-Semitism, attacks upon Jews, Jewish blood being spilled in the streets of New York, Brooklyn. But, you know, it just goes on and on. And I'm not quite sure. And, that's part of my message. The mayor of this city, who, as far as I'm concerned, is missing in action. I know he condemns anti-Semitism, so does everyone else. That doesn't take any courage to do that. Mm. But to act on it. And I've called on him to declare an act, you know, an emergency. We are in an emergency situation. If any other group, Joe, was under attack the way the Jewish community
yeah,
was under attack,
good point.
Could you only
yep.
imagine?
Yep, exactly.
There would have been 14 rallies yesterday.
Yeah.
There would have been God knows what in this city demanding action. And all we get is condemnation and a couple of police officers extra. And the police are fabulous. We love the police. But, you know, they're put into the community when something happens and then they're put somewhere else. And we go back to the same yeah. story again and again. And the mayor's missing in action. He needs to declare an emergency with regard to anti-Semitism. And start asking the real questions, Joe.
Yeah.
Where is it coming from? Who are the perpetrators? In many cases, we don't know. But in many cases, Joe, we got video. We know who the perpetrators are. We know from which community they are coming from. The questions need to be asked. Why? Why the hate? Why, Joe, do they hate Dove Hyken? Because I am a Jew. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Never met the person, never saw the person, but they hate me.
Yeah, reading in the Post here, the article, Jewish Fears on Yom Kippur, and you need more police? Is that the answer, perhaps, though? More police in the neighborhoods that these Jewish citizens are being attacked?
Look, this city is well-equipped. You know, when there's an emergency situation, you call out the resources. You do what you need to do. You know, having more police, undercover, otherwise.
Yeah.
But look, why is de Blasio the mayor? I'm not the mayor right now. He's the mayor. If he can't do the job, he's not equipped to handle what's going on, because clearly it just goes on and on. By the way, Joe, has the mayor visited these communities? Has he visited some of the victims of this anti-Semitism?
Hmm.
If he did, it's a it's top secret because I don't know about it and you don't know about it.
Yeah. You know,
has he been out there? No, he has not.
You know, it's frustrating. You know, as I always say this about the Jewish community that came in, and particularly after the Second World War, right? So they come in and... But they have been such a the Jewish community has been so great for the United States of America. They come in here. They're not telling you to live their way or we're not going to like you. They're not going to kill you, Dov. They're not going to say, well, we're going to kill you because you're not believing in our religion. They're such an important part of the community. And that's what I always appreciated from my my Jewish buddies I keep telling you about, that I grew up with down the shore in New Jersey, you know, and seeing that. And why I don't understand why. And then to your point, when you see the video, and I could only speculate that there's no consequences. They know these people are blatantly making these attacks because there's no consequences anymore in New York.
Joe, how can we solve a problem if we don't acknowledge what the problem is? If we don't want to face some of the realities of the problem in terms of who the perpetrators are? What makes a young African-American, because so many of these videos show precisely who the victimizers are, why won't we raise the issue with clergymen in the black community, with others in the community, educators? Why won't we ask the question, going into the schools and asking, you know, being honest, not being politically correct?
Yeah.
And as we talk about this, you know, how seriously this is being taken, ha-ha, I mean— Just this weekend, AOC accused the president of being an anti-Semite.
Yeah, that was great.
AOC is a member of Congress representing New York.
Yeah.
Have I missed this in the past year? Has she spoken out? Has she been a leader standing up against racism and anti-Semitism and looking for solutions? Absolute, total silence. The president is an anti-Semite. Now, we know what an expert she is. I mean, she's an expert on concentration camps. She's an expert on, on anti-Semitism. What a freaking fraud.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Dov Hikin. Hey, thanks for your fight, man. And anytime you need the airwaves, because I don't know how you do it, how you get into the communities and stop these attacks, but it's so unwarranted.
Well, we're planning different things, and you know we're not going to be afraid, and we're going to continue to speak out.
That's it, man.
And thank God for people like yourself who understand, who get it, and give me an opportunity to speak to the public.
You know, Dov, I'll let you go, but I'm wondering, because of what you said of the anti-Semitism, the anti-Semitic rise coming out of the United States House of Representatives, I wonder if that gives these punks, these losers that are going to just hit innocent people, I wonder if it just kind of emboldens them.
The answer is yes. It's everything. It's members of Congress who think Farrakhan is okay.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I mean, you got to combine everything. It's the statements from AOC and Fenton Tlaib and Omar and the BDS stuff and Linda Saussure and the whole group. Of course it contributes. They legitimize anti-Semitism. It's become part of the... It's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay to be an anti-Semite. If you're anti-gay, you get crucified. If you're anti-transgender or anti-anyone else, you get crucified. If you beat up Jews... not the same. Not quite
so
the same. It's not obvious.
Former Assemblyman Dov Hikin, keep the fight, Dov, and let's
Joe,
talk again.
You. Yeah,
love you too, man, and you're welcome here anytime, my friend. God bless you, man.
Thank you.
Dov Hikin, you know what, on the streets, and he's fighting the just fight. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio, 852 right now, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Debbie Duhaime looking out for you all morning long on this crazy manic Monday. Deb, how we doing traffic-wise? And thanks for being with us, Debbie, always, and doing such a great job. We love you. You know that.
Love you, too. It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe. Let's go out to the westbound BQE, moving solely at Queens Boulevard with an accident. Taconic North at Peekskill Hollow Road up in Putnam Valley, an accident there. And heading to the Grand Central Parkway East, getting right into the Cross Island. Watch for a collision. Traffic still busy on 78 East, exit 40 in Watchung, with a crash still being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
If you want to grow your business, you need to move at the speed of business. That means delivering the right message to the right audience at the right time. With Salem Surround, you can stop chasing your customers and let them chase you. Get your business seen on premium, high-traffic websites. Target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Reach people who are actively looking for your products and services right now. Retarget potential customers who visit your website and leave. You can even target people who attend a specific event and people who are visiting your competition. Plus, SEO, social media marketing, video, Google AdWords, and more. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. For a limited time, take advantage of a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist, at 212-857-9635. That's 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
Hey, it's John. Look at my glasses.
I can't this morning. I'm done. Thank God I got a beer.
I can tell you
I'm
that.
I'm going to start drinking. I'm done.
For beer. I don't care if it's this morning. My glasses are all crooked.
They're askew.
They're askew because I put them on with my headphones on. I'd like to tell you about Michael's in Brooklyn right now. Oh, Iron Chef. Lady. So, Columbus Day cook-off. Are you ready for this, man? Come on. I'm so excited about this. I'm telling you what. Right after we do the big celebration on Saturday at the in New York at the Hilton for the Columbus Citizens Gala, I'm getting up in the morning and we're going out to Brooklyn, Avenue R. Nostrand, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, and we're going to have our Michael's of Brooklyn cook-off right there. And by the way, it's this Sunday, right? Sunday. And Frankie's going to be out there October 13th.
I'm leaving Manhattan just to go to Michael's of Brooklyn and coming back into Manhattan. That's how badly I want to be at this.
718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. You have to be there. Check out the cook-off. Eat some great food. Book a reservation. 718-998-7851. That's this Sunday, October 13th. I will see you there. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Joe Lumberg is away. Jason Nichols in for Joe. Jason, how are we doing this morning weather-wise, my friend?
Not too bad. Clouds, warmer, more humid, but not a whole lot of rain in the area right now. Right now, most of the rain is up towards Poughkeepsie or back towards the Poconos, but that will be coming into the city as we get into later this afternoon. So it looks like a wet evening commute for us across the city and around. When that steady rain will carry into early tonight, and then it'll kind of wind down to just a couple of showers later on tonight. Well, nice warm day today, 76 today, down to 56 tomorrow. Some sunshine could return for us for a time during the day on Tuesday, getting up to about 67. Then it looks like more wet weather in store for us for Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low 60s both days.
All right, Jason. Thanks so much, buddy. Thank you. Yep. Appreciate it very much. Hey, all right. We're going to go on with this show.
Let's get serious. Bring a comedian in here.
I want to go home. I want to go home.
I'm trying to live. This is the one. I love you guys, man. Frankie, you see what you're missing?
I do. I do.
Go away again. Just go away for another
going to Rubia. I love Arubians. I love Arubians.
Hey, it's Joey on the radio with Big Al and Frankie. Oh, gosh almighty. It's just a crazy Monday. You know, speaking of crazy, Mike Marino is going to join us. He is a comedian whose Make America Italian Again tour is coming to NJ Pack in Newark. It's next week. You don't want to miss the bad boy of New Jersey comedy, Mike Marino, coming up. Also, Dallas Jenkins, great guy, creator and director of The Chosen. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Thanks for listening. I love you.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.